Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should, and we're perfectly okay with that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, still okay with it. Nothing's changed from week to week. I'm still pretty solid in my Disney knowledge.
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel, a travel agency that specializes in Disney and Universal Vacations. You can find me on all socials at No Guilt Life. And today we are going to kick off this new year with a fun, I hope, game, one of our favorites, with a twist. This one we're calling Rewatch, Remake, or Disney Vault. Obviously, one of our favorite topics, movies and Disney-fied, Disney Pixar movies. We're lumping those two together, and we've got some choices to make here. Teresa, give us the rules of this game.
Okay, so if you have listened to one of our previous episodes where we do preserve, refurb, demolish, where we take attractions and decide what one we're going to keep as it is, what one we're going to remake a little bit, and which one we're just getting rid of completely, we thought it would be fun to do a movie version of that. So rewatch is pretty much what it sounds like. This is the movie. We have the original version, and we're going to, you can rewatch that as much as you want. We're going to do remake, which we will have the option to remake one of these movies into a live action version. And then the last one is Disney Vault, but not the Disney Vault that you know. It's not just going out of print and staying in the Disney Vault. This is every copy in existence is going into that vault. You cannot ever watch it again. And even the memories you have of it, they're all going in that Disney Vault. This movie is just gone. So
we're going to scrub it from your little brain.
Exactly. And so I believe it was Jamie who gave us the movies. Jane, do you want to share which those movies are?
Yeah. So we asked our Facebook group to give us three movies. If you are not part of our Facebook group, come join us over there. This is the kind of fun you can experience every day.
Every day.
And by every day, I mean every so often. So Jamie gave us three movies, and we have to choose between Toy Story 2, Zootopia, and The Incredibles.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'm up for this challenge. We all have seen all three of these movies, so that was also one of our requirements when we picked the three movies that we wanted to talk about. We had to have all seen it, so there's not going to be any of this copping out, which is, I don't know, never seen it, so it's already erased from my memory. No, we've all seen this. Yes. So we had to make some choices here. So we're going to start with the movies that we are going to rewatch. This is something that we're going to rewatch over and over again, and you're just going to dig right in there and absolutely love it. So from the rewatch list, I have Zootopia down as mine. I'll give you my reasons in a minute. Jane, what is yours without giving your reasons?
Zootopia.
Oh, also Zootopia. Okay. And what about you, Teresa?
I went with The Incredibles.
With The Incredibles. Okay, solid choice. So the reason I went with Zootopia is, first of all, I just think it's one of those films that I liked it a lot when I first saw it, but it's grown on me the more I've seen the rewatches of it. The music, you can't, I mean, there's so much to love in the soundtrack from Zootopia. And bottom line, I am totally uninterested in seeing a full movie of live animals or live action in air quotes, if you could see me right now, me doing like they did with Lion King, right? I don't want that. No, thank you. I don't want that. So Zootopia was my one that I chose to keep and preserve as is. It's not my favorite movie on the list, hint, hint. However, it's the one that I felt I would be very stabby and angry about if they did the Lion King CGI remake version of it, or if somehow we, I don't know, personalized people with these. I don't want that. I don't want that. I like the way this story works for me is in the animated form. So that's why I said keep Zootopia. Jane, why are you keeping Zootopia?
Yeah, I agree. And I only recently watched Zootopia at like early 2020 when I started to go watch some movies I hadn't ever seen. And I just love these characters. And same with you. I was like, if you turn this into the dumpster fire that was The Lion King, I'm out. Like, Disney, you lost me. Goodbye. We can't be friends anymore. So I don't really want to break up with Disney. And so I would really just like to keep Zootopia as it is. Plus, the Try Everything song is like, I love it. It's great for your running playlist or whatever you're doing. I listen to it whenever I need like a pick me up in the car, and then I sing and I feel so great about it. And Judy Hopps used to dance her little way down Main Street before the Boo to You parade to Try Everything. So I love it. So I am Team Zootopia. Let's rewatch that.
Yep. Yep. I got to agree with you on those thoughts. What about you, Teresa?
So I went with The Incredibles, which is funny because I think you had mentioned that, you know, Zootopia is not your favorite on the list. So Incredibles is actually, I think, it's not my favorite movie. I feel like of all of the Pixar movies, it's on the lower end for me. Not because I think it's bad. I think it's fine. I don't have the connection to it that other people do. But I think that if you think of this one as like getting a live action, to me, I think superhero movies, there's a lot of them out there. And I'm not entirely sure of like the take this would have on that makes it a little different. And I think it has the risk of becoming overly cheesy or overly dark in a live action version. And I'm also not going to get rid of it, even though it's not my favorite, because I know other people do love it. And I just don't feel like I need a new version of it. So maybe if I rewatch it more, I will like it more. But Incredibles is the one that it can stay out there. It's okay.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So now we're going to move on to what we would remake as a live action. And on my list is Incredibles. Dun, dun, dun. To no one's surprise, I'm sure.
I mean, Patty, our list is the same. Oh, Incredibles. And I bet our reasons are the same, but carry on.
who do you have, Teresa?
I put Toy Story 2.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, let Jane and I tell you why we would vote for Incredibles. First of all, huge superhero fans. So in my version of life, I can't get enough of superheroes, which is also why I love Incredibles as much as I do. Incredibles is one of my top five Disney Pixar movies, Disney movies, period, Pixar movies, period. I love it. It's so clever, so smart. I think the mom in me just can't help herself over how much I adore this story. And so that's how geeked out I was when Incredibles 2 finally came around and that they kept all the same cast for the most part. It was such a happy day when that news finally came out. So I have a huge love for The Incredibles. And it was the one that I could see being turned into a live action without making it cheesy. Now, you said without it getting super dark. I think Incredibles 2 could have possibly like gone a little bit dark. But I guess in my version of events, when I envision Incredibles as a live action, I am leaning on – some really witty and very smart casting choices. Not the original folks. They're a little bit too old, I think, to pull this off as a live action. But I think that if they need some really... I know. I'm sorry. But I just truly think if we're going to be physical and we're going to do some of these things that we expect from our superhero parents, it would be a younger, it would skew younger. But I also am leaning on the dialogue in this movie. I think it's so witty. I think it's so great. I think if you have the right actors and the right writing, that the rest of it would still stand out and be different from, say, a Marvel movie, because of what they're going to bring to me in my ideal casting. Now, ask me who I want cast. I don't know. I haven't thought about it that expertly to like tell you who would be the perfect mom, dad, Violet. You know, I don't have them cast in my head yet, but I'll put some thought to that. But that's where I landed on that. And that's why I was like, if any of these movies were going to be remade that would get me excited and make me want to watch it again, it would be Incredibles. And I'm also not a live action hater. I'm pretty okay with the live actions. So that's the other thing is this one, I could get on board. I'm open to seeing what they would do with it.
Yeah, I agree. First and foremost, I am not a fan of taking animated movies and making them into live action. I've seen a couple of them. They're not my favorites. I did really enjoy Aladdin because I thought it was a beautiful movie, but I am not team, hey, let's turn things into live action. But
I think they all need to be turned into live action. Let me just clarify that. I would prefer that we get some new stuff for our live actions and some new stuff for our animated. Like I am getting a little tired of, you know, redoing stuff. So yes, I agree with you on that.
Yeah. But when I look at, like you had said, like the content, and I think, you know, part of it is because I love the MCU, so like superhero, yay. And honestly, I've always loved superhero movies, which is weird, but okay. I think this would make a great live action superhero story. I think it would be great for little kids. Like, I just think it would be great. And as far as casting, I feel like Donald Glover as Frozone would be a hit.
That would actually be a lot of fun. I could see that.
Yeah, like I feel like that would be so much fun. So it was pretty easy when I saw this list to say Incredibles, definitely live action. I'm here for it. Please don't make it happen because I don't actually want to have to eat my words. Thank you.
Good point. Good point. All right, Teresa, tell us about your live action. Tell us what Toy Story 2 would look like.
And I figured people. This would be, I had a feeling like I'm going to be the only person, even if you guys didn't have the same option, I was like, I'm the only one putting Toy Story 2 on here. But I actually have a premise that I like, and it kind of goes into what you guys were saying, that a problem with a lot of these remakes is they become carbon copies or don't serve a purpose that's any different from what the original story was. And I was thinking about how they've announced already that they're doing the Lightyear movie, which is, you know, about the hero who inspired the toy. And in Toy Story 2, that's when Woody finds out that he is part of this TV series, Woody's Roundup, and they're trying to, you know, get the collection together to sell it to someone else. And I was thinking,
thank you for giving me that summary because I couldn't even remember what Toy Story 2 was about. Okay.
So essentially, so, you know, there's the Big Owl's toy barn. But so he sees the Woody out there and he steals it so he can like sell the full collection to a museum. But I was thinking, all right, so what if you take the museum out of it and the story is being told from the perspective of someone who like sees a set of toys and is like, oh, I want to get that because he worked on the show. And then you tell the movie through flashbacks of the Woody's Roundup show. And you kind of see, you know, why these characters are significant and what they actually mean to someone. And you can still have that big moment at the end where he realizes, oh, the person who I was getting this from actually stole it from a kid. So now I have the chance to go reunite this doll that I worked with, and kind of go put it back to somebody who that character is still important to him. So I'm like, I got really excited thinking about this version of what a Toy Story 2 live action could be. And especially because they have kind of, you know, they're doing the Lightyear movie. It's something where they're kind of showing, here's what it was originally based on. I think that they could do this and still work within the whole Pixar universe.
So I'm worried, though, that if you actually brought these to life, they would be terrifying.
Well, no, but that's why it's not, toys aren't really involved. There's like the toys interacting, like you're not getting that realism of like toys acting and doing things. This is told from the person, like it's the live action, the live person.
Okay.
Who say that he did the Woody character, like the actual actor who did like the marionette who did Woody. You have him telling this story, and it's a live action, and you see the characters, and you maybe see them do some, like they turn up in places that they weren't when you last left them, but you're not seeing, aside from maybe at like the very beginning and the very end, you're not seeing the characters on their adventure. It is fully told about, you know, looking back on this TV series from somebody who was involved in making it and making these characters special.
Look at you. You like really put some thought into it.
I really did, and I got excited as soon as the idea came to me.
Okay. I could watch that. That one I could watch. So if they do decide to live action something, even though I think the whole Toy Story community, the Toy Story loving community, they find these characters so precious and so endearing. They might, you know, everybody just have a coronary over it, but
that's not, you're not seeing a different version of Woody. Woody is still Woody. Like you're not seeing like a new version of him. You're just seeing, right. Like, that's why I think you can get away with it too. You're not going to do anything that desecrates these characters because they're not
right.
doing anything different than they have already done. Like they still exist. You're seeing the backstory as to why, you know, why are these characters from Woody's Roundup 50 years later? Why do people still care about them? Like, let's look back at what made that show special.
All right. I like it. I could be down with that one, Teresa. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. So this leaves us with our last category. And this is the one that we're going to scrub from all memories. And as you can tell, Jane and I both picked Toy Story 2. You picked Zootopia.
I did pick Zootopia.
All right. Do you want to start?
Sure. I picked Zootopia because I think that movie has good intentions. I don't think that movie has or will age well. I think that the execution was just a little flawed, especially if you start to think too much about the predator versus prey analogy, because it says that historically there was a reason for the prey to fear the predators, and they've now all evolved past that. And if you think of like what they're comparing that to, I think there's some problems in this movie. And I think also the message that, you know, the end of it, it's like the bigotry exists at an individual level. So you get rid of that person and then everything's fine. And I think there's a lot of conversations happening. We know that's not entirely true. So I say, let's put Zootopia into the vault. And now that we're a few years out and having different conversations about these topics, try again.
Try everything
a second time.
Proven that to be false. Yes, agreed. You know, very, very good point. I haven't seen it for a while, but
yes.
But if I were to watch it today versus watching it even 2 years ago, which is probably the last time I saw it, TBH, I bet I would have very different feelings about it. Good point.
And like I said, and I think it's a good way of, you know, introducing these kinds of themes to a younger audience because you need to keep it as a surface level. But like I said, I think that's just I think they could tell a better story now than they did back then. It's still a cute movie, and like I said, the music is fantastic. But I think they would change some things that would make it a better movie.
All right. Well, I put down Toy Story 2, and it was, like I said, because I didn't even remember the I don't even remember the story of Toy Story 2 until Teresa ran through it for me. It's just the lesser of the Toy Story movies. I mean, if we want to give a bonus, you could also throw in Toy Story 4, as far as I'm concerned, because Duke Kaboom cannot save this unnecessary movie all on his own. I liked the movie enough, but I just didn't find it necessary, I think, is when it came down to Toy Story 4. And out of these three on this list, that's how I felt about Toy Story 2. I was just like, yeah, I could never see that again. It would be fine. So it can go away.
Yeah, I agree. The Toy Story series is one of my favorites. And Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 3 are absolutely outstanding. Toy Story 4 is absolute garbage. And I do in my ranking put Toy Story 2 above 4, but I don't ever go back to watch Toy Story 2. Like if it's on, okay. Like it was running in like a lobby one time and all right, I'll sit and watch it for that 10 minutes, but it's definitely not one that I have to go back and keep rewatching. And I don't think it really added a tremendous amount to the storyline. I know we got some new characters out of it, but, you know, I can just do without Toy Story 2 and I can't make it live action. Teresa has a very good idea. I like that idea, but I'm just worried that somebody will say, bring those toys to life, and then I'll be terrified and we're done.
Right. Like I said, and that's why I'm like, I was thinking about it. And initially I think initially this was going to be, I had a different order when we were first doing this. And yeah, I was going to be like, well, we'll just get rid of that. Cause I don't want to see these hyper realistic toys acting things out because this would be a horror movie.
Oh my God.
So unless they're doing a horror live action remake, that's a whole, that is an entirely different idea, which I probably could come up with a premise for also.
But you know what? Maybe we'll save that for Halloween month and we'll make them into horror movies.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I don't want to see that. And you mentioned the characters. I think the introduction of Jesse is really the prime thing Toy Story 2 has going for it. And the song that, you know,
that when song's she loves me. Good.
Yeah, I think those are the two things that are great about that movie. But that's also why my remake has nothing to do with the plot aside from, you know, they are selling the characters as a group. That's the only part of the plot.
Toy Story 2.
All right. Well, Jane, I think we're going to have to give this game to Teresa. I think she won because 100%. She made really good. She's actually convinced me to go, yeah, okay, make my list like Teresa's, but everything Teresa said, I co-signed to that. So yeah, that's where we've now landed.
So
you won. You won.
I mean, how exciting.
But I think I did. I really win because it just means I have so much spare time to come up with.
Well,
I don't know if that means I'm winning at life.
Well, you're a winner on the No Guilt Disney podcast. That's really all that matters.
I mean, put that on your resume.
Oh, I already did.
Yes, you, Canada. You're the winner. All right. I think that sums up this game. It was a short and sweet one, but a lot of fun. And we'll come up with some more. I think we're going to try to bring back some of the game episodes because we really like them. And it sounds like you guys do too. So hopefully we'll bring back some more of those throughout this season too, as we move along.
So, and we would love to hear from you how you would rank these movies. So come on over and join us in the Facebook group and tell us which one you would rewatch, remake, and put in that Disney vault.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl Disney movies alone. Bye, y'all.